Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to Heartbeat, the weekly heartbeat of the Heart Catholic Women's Ministry. My name is Emma and I am here with Michaela. How are you going, Michaela?
I'm good, thank you, Emma. How are you going?
Awesome. I'm really good today.
Good.
We are Catholic women who are trying our very best to live out our faith. We are passionate about taking what we hear on Sunday, taking what we hear from other people who share their faith, and really applying that to our lives and using that every day. So that's what we hope this podcast is going to do for you as well. Every week, we're going to review the weekly Heartbeat, which is a video series online that we put out. You can go to heart.thecatholicguide.com to find that. And it's a weekly video series that our leader, Rosemary Downs, puts out, where she just shares a bit from her heart about what God's doing in her life, how he's spoken to her. And we're just going to talk about that and really apply, look at how does that apply to our lives. So this week, Rosemary shared a quote from Bishop Fulton Sheehan. And this is what the quote said. It said, "God who made the sun also made the moon. The moon does not take away from the brilliance of the sun. All its light is reflected from the sun. So too the Blessed Mother Mary reflects her divine son. Without him, she is nothing. With him, she is the mother of men." And then Rosie took this quote and then she talked about Mary and who Mary was and the significance of who she was and how she was always able to reflect Jesus. So Michaela and I, we're going to do our best to discuss that now. We sometimes find Mary really tricky to discuss. Do you find the same, Michaela?
Yeah, she can be a little bit intimidating. Mary was born without sin, so we're already a little bit behind. But I think when we look a little bit more closely at her life and who she was and how she lived and made her decisions, we can really be inspired to actively pursue that in our lives.
Yeah, definitely.
And so hearing this quote, it really made me think about if Bishop Fulton Sheehan is talking about how Mary is like the moon, she reflects the light of the sun, how can I be like the moon, aka Jesus? How can I make decisions and pursue God in such a way that not only fills me up with God's light, but also reflects it to other people?
Yeah, definitely. So I was thinking as I was listening to Rosemary share that there are a few things for me that stood out about what I can learn from Mary. So although I can't be Mary, what are the traits about Mary that I can go, yes, I want to be like that, in order that my life would also reflect Jesus?
Yeah.
So the first thing that I noticed was that without Jesus, Mary is an ordinary woman. And that's the same for us too. Without Jesus, we're ordinary people. But with Jesus, wow, we can be extraordinary people as we step into being like Jesus and who God calls us to be. And with Jesus, we can have his strength. And with Jesus, we can be exactly that, who God calls us to be. And that's who Mary was. She really was, because of Jesus, she was extraordinary.
When we think about Mary, we think about a woman who is filled with the Holy Spirit. And that kind of makes me think about the fruits of the Spirit, right? So when we're reflecting God, we're going to reflect the traits that not only Mary has, but the traits that God has. So traits such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control and gentleness. Those are, you know, when we break it down, those can be quite simple things to choose. All of a sudden being like Mary doesn't seem as scary.
As challenging maybe. Well, still challenging, but yes, it's not. It's something that with God we can do.
Yeah,
it's interesting you say the fruits of the Spirit there. I was thinking about that earlier. How can we practically then be like Mary in our lives? How can we live that out? And one of the things that I wrote down when I was thinking about it was being patient, being kind, and being gentle. So in my everyday life, am I gentle to those around me in the way that I speak, in the way that I act? Am I kind to them? Am I patient with them? Being patient can often be quite difficult. You know, when you're trying to get something done or you see someone doing something, you're like, I could do that better, let me just do it, you know, just but being patient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think, actually just thinking about that, I think about a talk I heard a couple of years ago by a great friend of mine, Sebastian, and he was talking about how sometimes reflecting the goodness of God can come down to being something as simple as controlling our road rage.
Mm.
And now I'm thinking about, would Mary be, like, would she be calm when she was, you know, if someone intercepted while she was driving?
As we were merging.
Yeah. So, like, when you think about gentleness, like, it can really be quite simple. It's still a difficult choice to make at times. But, yeah, like, everyday moments can be those times when we practice those traits.
Yeah, definitely. I was also thinking from that, Mary... I was thinking of the story of the wedding from Cana, how Jesus turns the water into wine, his first miracle, and Mary's there, and Mary kind of says to Jesus, like, come on, you know, in Emma terms, not Bible terms, but, you know, go and do your miracle, kind of.
Yeah.
And she encourages him, and I was thinking, like, Mary's someone from that who allows Jesus to be all that Jesus is going to be.
Wow.
Now,
yeah.
If I want to be like that, how am I allowing others to be all that God wants them to be? Like, how am I encouraging and facilitating them, yeah, to be the person that God wants them to be?
Yeah, and another way of looking at that story is, you know, she's offering the situation to Jesus. How am I going to offer, you know, a situation that, oh, I could just, you know, go out, get some wine for myself and bring it back to the party. Like, oh, I'm sure that, you know, the tavern down the road might have some.
Yeah.
But am I allowing God to work to his full potential in my situation? Am I offering that situation to him? Or am I attempting to control it, knowing that he's present, you know?
Yep. And that's probably, in some sense, as simple as... just in those moments, saying a prayer, like just saying, God, would you come into this situation right now? Because I think it can be easy through our day not to add those moments in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're going through a hard time or something's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
At that moment, say a prayer and then trusting that God will come through.
Yeah. Love that.
The next thing I thought of when Rosemary was sharing was that Mary always points to Jesus. Always. Everything she does, it points to him. And I want to be a woman who always points to Jesus. I want my life to reflect him in the way that I speak, the way that I act. And so, yeah, if I want to be like Mary, I need to point to Jesus. I need my life to speak that the way I treat people is because of what Jesus, who Jesus is and what he's doing in my life.
I think oftentimes in our lives we can get carried away with trying to point others to Jesus as well, like, but in, like, by being like, hey, kind of forcing Jesus at them. But if we direct our lives in a way that directly kind of reflects and points towards God, then others naturally see that as well. Oftentimes in youth work that I've done, kids will kind of be like, oh, there's, in testimonies you hear later down the track, oh, there's something different about those leaders, you know? They notice that you are pointing towards God without you kind of, rather than pointing, shoving.
So,
I think that that's something that Mary does incredibly well throughout the Bible. She's always kind of giving that access point of being an image of God in a way, not by being God, but you know what I mean.
Something I've always loved about Mary is, I think it's in Luke somewhere, but it says Mary pondered these things in her heart. Like, Mary was always reflecting on what I get from that comment or that verse is Mary's always reflecting about what God's doing, like, in her life.
Yeah.
And I try, like, as a mum, I often look at my child, Hannah, who's now 13, and I look at her and I think, oh, I don't want her to grow up, you know, miss these moments. Like, often when I look at my daughter, I think about, just from the Bible, and Mary pondered these things in her heart. Like, for me, it makes me go, so God, what are you doing here? It makes me think about the moment, remembering, like, who my daughter is as she's young. Like, I particularly do it for her as a mother, daughter, but just how Mary was always thinking about what's God doing in this moment.
Pondering the things that are happening in her heart in that current situation also makes you think that Mary was quite a present woman. So that is something that is so challenging, I know, especially today with, like, heaps of phones and TVs and iPads and laptops everywhere, that it can be really challenging to kind of soak in those moments. And I think that that's something that kind of comes through in the story about you and Hannah as well, is that like as she grows older, I guess you're even more like you're even more wanting to cling on to every single moment that you have with her.
Yeah, definitely. And then from that, I just saw, you know, Mary's full of grace, full of the Lord. And we know that when we say the whole Hail Mary, she's full of grace. She's Jesus in her heart. And I want to be a person like that.
Yeah.
Mary was a faithful woman, a loving woman, a trusting woman. Once again, traits that I really want for my own life. And then something I think is significant, I probably said it a little bit earlier, but Mary is who she is because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I want to be who I am because of Jesus.
Yeah. I wonder if Jesus was never born, if Mary would be in the Bible. That's kind of crazy, because she was a faithful woman regardless of whether Jesus was born or not.
Yeah.
We know that as soon as God spoke to her, she said yes.
Yes, yeah.
And she said that with, you know, even if she had any doubts, which she did, she asked God, asked the angel questions like, I'm still a virgin, how can I have a baby? But
would she have been there?
Yeah. Yeah, would she have been in the Bible, even though she was a faithful woman, if she hadn't had Jesus? I don't think so, because the whole purpose that God gave her after giving her Jesus was that journey of pursual.
Yeah. I love that. I've never thought of that before. Like, you know, faithful woman, but yeah. So she really is. She's extraordinary because of Jesus, and she's able into her life to point to him, reflect him always. Something I also loved is that, and I thought about, is Mary is never far from Jesus.
Yeah.
Like she's in the picture when he's dying on the cross. She's there in the crowd. You know, the wedding of Cana, like we said, she's there. Obviously the birth, she had to be there. but she's never far from Jesus.
Mm.
And if that's an example that I want to take in my life, then I don't want to be far from Jesus.
Wow, I really love that. At a conference a couple of years ago, a heart conference, Rosemary talked about how one of her grandchildren, while she was trying to get her attention, kind of held her face and turned it towards her. And she spoke about how that's kind of how she sees Mary and Jesus. Like, oftentimes if you're trying to kind of get through to God, but you're feeling like, oh, I'm not so sure if this is working, even though he's there for you, speaking to Mary and saying, Mary, could you just turn Jesus' face a little bit more towards me? Is a really beautiful way to look at it as well. Because she's never far from him, she can also bring things to his attention, which I really love.
Yeah, I love that too. And then something we've also kind of already talked about is that Mary said yes to God for what he asked of her. And I often think, do I say yes to God for things that I think he's asking of me? And, you know, that can just be, I often think God speaks to us by just thoughts that come into our head and then the circumstances of our lives, just real practical, something that comes up, you know, you get presented with an opportunity. It could be God, you know, asking something of you. And do I say yes to that? Probably not always.
And do I continue to say yes after I've said the first yes?
Oh, that's good.
Because I think sometimes for me, saying that first yes is like, oh yeah, I'm holy, I said that first yes. Yeah. But then he's like, okay, now follow through. And you're like, ooh.
What have I committed to?
Like even something as simple as, I know that God often calls me to a daily yes of, yes, I'm going to commit to this. Yes, I'm going to pursue this. Yes, I'm going to follow you. But am I willing to say yes tomorrow?
I really like that. It's a challenge.
Yeah, I think just wrapping that up, like, in all of these ways that we've talked about, those are ways that we can not only imitate God, because God possesses all of the traits that Mary has, but also the more we imitate the way that she lived her life, the more that we can be committed to closeness with God, not in an acting sense, like, oh, you know, like, I'm being like Mary, I made that choice because I want to be like Mary, but following the steps that she kind of laid out for us to be close to God, we can make choices that kind of create further desire for him, further intimacy with him, further consistency. I think that's one of the things I think about Mary all the time. She was a consistent woman. She didn't give birth to him, follow him around for the first couple of years of ministry, and then, oh, Jesus left the nest, like, that's fine, I'll stay home now. She followed him all the way through. And I think having that consistency is what makes us become the moon, from that quote.
Worship song of the week.
So each week we bring up a worship song that has come up for us. Generally we try to pick a song that is related to the message of the week so that while we're reflecting on these things, we have something that can help us pray further into that. And this week I wanted to talk about a song by a woman named Kim Walker Smith. She is a beautiful, wonderful woman from America, and she sang this song called Just Be. This song speaks about or speaks to me in a way that reminds me of Mary and Martha. Am I being busy? Am I kind of asking myself to do things for God rather than focusing on just being with God? Because there's nothing that she wants more than to be with him, and there's nothing that matters more. So I think this song often reminds me of intentionality, making those choices to sit in the presence of God and to be present to him rather than busy myself for him.
So
what?
Okay, so now it's time for so what. Now this is a time where we look at a scripture and we ask the question, so what? So what does that mean for my life? How can I use that? How can I practically use that scripture to live out my life? And the scripture that I want to focus on today is in Luke chapter 1 verses 46 to 49. You may have heard it before. It starts like this. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." And it does continue, and this is what is called the Magnificat. You may have heard of it before. And this is where Mary has visited her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist, and Mary is pregnant with Jesus, the Son of God. And Mary gives this song of praise to God for what he's done in her. And this verse is really talking about how it's Mary's response to God. She glorifies him for the blessing, and she talks about how God was just faithful to this poor girl who God has chosen to be the mother of the Son of God. And Mary, what I like about this and what it can mean for us is that in our lives, we can glorify God. We can praise him for what he's doing in our lives. We can thank God for his faithfulness to us. We can thank God for the blessings that he gives us every day. And it certainly speaks to me about reminding myself of praising God in all situations and how faithful God is to us.
Spotlight.
Each week, we want to shed a spotlight on either a person, an artist, a writer perhaps, or a musician that has really brought us closer to God in our journey and really helped us kind of make our way towards being a more faithful servant. This week, I really wanted to talk about a wonderful girl. Her name is Valerie. She's an Instagram artist. She's a Catholic creative. She's also a youth minister, and she's from Houston, Texas. She has an amazing page called Pax.Valerie. And basically this page consists of some really beautiful pieces of art and reflections on different women and different saints, and also Mary. And they're really, really wonderful just to help me reflect. I love to look at them. She also has a website. And something really amazing about this website is she actually provides some products that you can purchase, have them around your house, and oftentimes looking over at something like that can really draw your heart back to a place of how am I looking towards God today? Or how can I be more like this particular saint that I have a picture of? And she does them in some really, really beautiful, creative ways. For example, she has a saint's art piece, which spells them out letter by letter in the same way that the Friends artwork might be done. And each person on the couch is a different saint who you could research and reflect on. She also does apparel, a really great way to bring God and God's people around with you throughout your day to remind yourself. And she also does free coloring in, which is great if you have kids, a really great way to teach them about the works of Mary and the works of the Lord throughout the Bible. I really hope that you check out this page. She's a really beautiful young woman with a great heart for creativity for God.
Okay, so to finish our podcast for this week, we are going to look at the weekly challenge. It's something that we like to give you so that you don't go away with nothing, that hopefully you've got something to work on during the week. Bit of homework, hey, Michaela?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we all know how we love homework. But hopefully this is something though that really is something that challenges you to be more of who God's called you to be. And this week I want you to think about, how can I reflect Jesus? In the same way that Mary was able to reflect Jesus by pointing to him, by being present to him, never being far from him, being someone who was faithful, patient, kind, all those things that we talked about earlier about with the fruits of the Holy Spirit, how can you this week reflect Jesus? So have a think about that. We will be here next week, won't we, Michaela?
And we'd love to hear back from you on that weekly challenge on our social media. If you look up Heart Ministry for Women on Facebook or Instagram, please comment. Hopefully there'll be a post online that you can kind of comment underneath, or even story replies. We'd love to share with other people the way that you are pursuing God and the way that you are growing from this.
That is right. So make sure you write to us. We look forward to speaking with you next week. We hope you have an amazing, blessed week, and we'll talk to you then. Bye.